Welcome back to the Harrogate Family Law Show. I'm James Stanley, joined in the studio by Emma from Harrogate Family Law. So before the break, we were talking about when interim spousal maintenance may be appropriate. I've heard that where a child's involved, child maintenance might also be appropriate. Is that dealt with separately?
Yeah, so today I'm just going to focus on child maintenance for biological children of the family. So child maintenance is about providing help with the child's everyday living costs, like food and clothes, and helping to provide a home for your child or children. It's dealt with separately to spousal maintenance, which is maintenance to meet your spouse's income needs. So child maintenance is usually money that the parent, without the main day-to-day care of a child, pays to the other parent. What you can agree is very flexible, so it's important to think about all kind of child-related costs and not to forget about things such as education expenses, school fees, school trips, university fees, those types of things. So what we can do is we can help you to think about your long-term financial security for you and your family.
Okay, so how do you work out what the amount of child maintenance should be that's going to be paid?
Yeah, so the courts do not usually have jurisdiction to deal with child maintenance, and therefore if you are unable to reach a private agreement with your spouse about the amount of child maintenance that should be paid, you can apply to the Child Maintenance Service, which was formerly the Child Support Agency, and they can complete an assessment for you. The Child Maintenance Service website provides a really useful child maintenance calculator, which allows you to calculate what the law says is a reasonable amount to pay. So the assessment considers the paying parent's gross weekly income, the number of children they are responsible for, and makes a deduction to reflect the number of nights the children stay overnight with the paying parent. Deductions might also be made at the Child Maintenance Service's discretion for certain contact-related costs as well.
So I can imagine it's quite complex, this area, isn't it, when you're trying to work everything out, and you can help guide people through that, can't you?
Yeah, that's correct. So there can be lots of different areas of law overlapping, and it would therefore be beneficial to receive advice from an expert who is well-versed in all areas of family law and can assess your individual situation.
So how long is child maintenance payable for then?
Yeah, so since the move to the Child Maintenance Service, the government has now stated that child maintenance should be paid for each child who is under 20 and still in full-time non-advanced education, which is up to A-level or equivalent. So there's more detailed guidance on the Child Maintenance Service's website about what constitutes non-advanced education and about some more limited exceptions to the rule. And so that should be read carefully if you want to get further clarification.
Brill, thank you, Emma. So if you reach an agreement with your spouse or your ex-spouse about child maintenance, we're going to have a look at whether this needs to be recorded. That's on the way next on the Harrogate Family Law Show.